views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
And welcome. I am so honored to have all of you with us today, and thank you for listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. And definitely want to invite you to connect with me after the show through Elizabeth Cookson, that's C-U-C-K-S-O-N.com. And just make sure that you take a moment. There's some free 2012 monthly angel messages that you can download and check out. And I also want to invite you to take a look at Speaking Your Truth Volume 3. I was so honored to be one of the contributing authors in this book, and there are 40 amazing women who share their courageous stories. And it is really something to take a look at, and even, you know, now with the holidays coming, give as a gift to your friends. Because it's one of those gifts that keeps on giving. The stories are just amazing and inspiring. Well, let me tell you, today I checked in with one of my favorite archangels, Raphael, and said, hey, you know, there's so many people right now that are struggling. They're asking lots of questions about their life, about their purpose, you know, where are they to go next, whether it's relationships, jobs, homes. And in my prayer, it was so interesting, and I just have to share that the smile that I saw on Archangel Raphael's face was just beaming from ear to ear, and just that green light energy was just so amazing, and it was so simple. The message is so simple, so I know each and every one of you can absolutely apply this to your life, and it's stay positive. One of the biggest things is we really experience a lot of health issues, maybe issues, like I said, at work or just in our day-to-day lives. And one of the things that I really feel is that we need to drop all of our worries, let all of our fears go, and just know that if we embrace positive words, thoughts, and actions into our daily life, that really all we can expect is positive to come flowing in. So just do the practice of trusting and expecting that miracle to come into your life. So once again, stay positive, take a deep breath in, and just know all of that breath that you're taking in is positive, and it is a huge blessing. And so today, I would love to get started and share my guest with you. Today, we are so honored to speak with Sue Frederick. She is a professional career counselor, life coach, intuitive since she was a childhood. And Sue draws upon her dreams and ancient numerology, powerful intuition, and conversations with spirits to help her. And she also helps you with many, many things that we're going to share today on the show. I hope we can get to everything. But she is an author, and she has been featured in the New York Times, CNN, Real Simple, Yoga Journal, Natural Health, and Complete Women magazines. And her newest book that just came out here in September is I See Your Soulmate. And I would love to share. Sue, are you with us?
Yes, I'm so excited to be with you, Elizabeth. Thank you for inviting me.
And thank you so much for joining us. You know, I have to share with you, I actually threw out a quick Facebook and Twitter and, you know, my little social media to say that you were coming on. And we actually already have a caller, and it's Christina. And before I bring Christina on, I want to share the call-in number with our other listeners. It's 1-800-930-2819. Once again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Brian, can you go ahead and bring Christina on for us? Christina, are you with us?
Sounds like she's not with us anymore.
Okay. No, I think we might have lost her. Oh, Christina, are you with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh,
yes, I'm sorry.
I can now. Welcome. Well, welcome to From the Heart Radio. We have Sue on the line, and she is going to be able to, I know I threw out a lot of stuff on all my social media pages, but first let me just say thank you for calling in. And one of the requests that Sue has is she needs your first name and your full date of birth. And once we give that to her, then we can ask a couple of things of her.
Oh, great. Okay, well, I just feel so blessed that I was able to reach you both. My birthday is June 5th, 1966.
Okay. Hey, Christina, this is Sue. Thanks so much for calling in. Have you read any of my books?
I have not. I have not yet, but I what Elizabeth said earlier as she opened the show was so beautiful, and I've caught her before, so I was looking forward to calling in and speaking with you.
So, you know, it's interesting, your path here, it looks at first to be a path of a healer, but let me look at something else here. Yes, you are a Master Soul 33, and this is why I want you to go get my book and read it, because the reason you were even drawn to me and drawn to my work is... you signed up for a big job in this lifetime, and I'm sure you're already starting to sense that and starting to figure out that you have a different perspective from many people in your life, and that's on purpose because you're here to help and heal people. You have a beautiful high frequency. In other words, you came in on one of the most spiritual essence journeys that you could pick, which means that being here in the physical world is going to provide challenges for you because you're here to be almost the angel, and yet you have a lot of self-doubt going on in your mind that makes you kind of doubt that. What are you doing for a living right now?
Well, right now I'm a stay-at-home mom. I was in the corporate world and decided to stay home when I had my kids. And it's interesting that she referenced health challenges because when my kids were born, all three of us started developing some health challenges. And so the last 4 years I've been pursuing more of the mind-body-spirit connection.
Perfect.
And
that's right where you're supposed to
trying
be.
Trying to heal my things that way. So
That's your next career. In other words, in 3 years you go through a little reinvention where you leave home, you start going out in the world and having a healing practice and doing the kind of mind-body work with others that you've been doing and learning for yourself and your kids, because your body has taken you on the journey of learning about healing and energy and intuition and your connection to the divine. I hope you meditate or pray every day. You have to really have a huge connection to your spiritual self because you are very, very, you have a huge channel to the divine is a good way to say it.
And I feel it. I just feel guided all the time. I was actually going to call in. May I ask a question, or I don't want to interrupt you?
Yes, please ask. Yes.
What I was going to ask is if my angels or guides have any particular path of studying that I should be pursuing at this time, because I've tried to learn a little bit about a lot of things, and at this time was wondering if you have any guidance for me as far as a particular type, such as angel card readings or numerology or Reiki or something of that nature.
So what I see is you can move energy with your hands. you already know this a little bit, so I would find some sort of training that allows you to develop that even more. Medical intuition, you know what that is, where you really see the energy in a person's body and understand what the blockages are. So I would look into that kind of training. But I'd also say that you're very good with things like intuitive counseling for people, so even just talking to people about their journey, challenges, and their gifts. But the other thing is that I even see this piece of almost, it's almost like hypnotherapy, where you help people learn to dig into their minds and control their thoughts and turn all that towards the light. So any of those, from energy healing like Reiki to intuitive counseling, working with people because you have that huge channel to the divine, to something like hypnotherapy, or if you even just dabble with each of those a little bit, you'll see which one lights you up the most, because you really have, you know, 2 to 3 years to get it really into a full bloom practice.
Okay,
wow.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, I you were talking about doubting myself, and that's kind of where I am. I so far I've not been able to tap into any intuitive things as far as being able to directly see or hear spirits, but I'm working on it. So
if you
see any blocks that I should clear up,
Yeah.
Oh, with the kids, I try to. I mean, I'm praying all day long, but I'm not taking that quiet time. So I think that's my answer.
Yeah,
focus
so I want you to
on
find
hearing.
20 minutes a day. Christina, I want you to find 20 minutes a day to sit and close your eyes and repeat a sacred sound like a mantra. And you can put a sign up that the kids will recognize that says, "Mommy is meditating for 20 minutes. You can sit with me if you want, but no speaking for 20 minutes." And kids respect that, because I grew up doing that with my children. And then actually you're teaching them that meditation is a cool thing to do, and someday they'll do it as well.
Okay, great.
Well,
thank you so much. Really, I'm glad to have the chance to talk with you.
Thank you.
Yes, and Christina, you can also find out a little bit more about Sue Frederick on her website at acareerintuitive.org. And she's got both of her books out there, I See Your Dream Job and I See Your Soulmate. Those are both out there as well. So definitely check her out and get connected. And thank you so much
for calling.
Okay,
thank you. And thank you for both, for everything you ladies do.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, everyone, stay tuned with us, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hello, yeah, it's been a while, not much. How about you? I'm not sure why I called. I guess I really just wanted to talk to you. I was thinking maybe later on we could get together for a while. It's been such a long time, and I really do miss your smile. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want
to change. Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
And we are back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson, and my special guest today is Sue Frederick. And I just have to share with the callers, we have so many calls coming in that we will get to you. But I want to first really sit and chat a little bit with Sue and share her with those of you who have not met her. And Sue, why don't we start with, you know, how did you find out, you know, that you were an intuitive in your gift in moving forward?
Well, I grew up intuitive, so it was sort of always the way I was. Like, I would have dreams that were very vivid and detailed, and I'd share them with my family as a child, and then they would take place exactly as I described them, even a car accident that I would come to the table and describe, and then 2 days later, we'd be in that exact car on that road, and with the same person driving, and we'd see the green truck that I had told my family about, and I'd be in the back seat screaming, "Stop, stop, it's my dream, don't hit it." And we would bump up against it but not crash into it because I was screaming. And so from a young age, I realized I had precognitive dreams, and from a young age, I heard the voices of departed spirits and was very connected to angels and I was Catholic, so Mother Mary, Virgin Mary, I was very close to. And that spiritual perspective was always who I was and how I thought everybody else saw the world. And as I got older and realized, no, I'm kind of weird. People don't have these experiences normally. I went through my own period of self-doubt, like everyone does, of thinking, you know, boy, I really am different, and I see things very differently than other people, so how do I fit in here, and how do I make a living here, and how do I belong here? Because it was the 50s and 60s when I grew up, and, you know, nowadays you can go be an intuitive or an energy healer, but certainly not then, in the 50s and 60s. So my journey was about figuring out how to be here in the physical world, the practical world, have a career, make a living, navigate this world while I had this powerful connection to spirit world and intuition.
Wow. And, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, as an intuitive myself, I think one of the things that I really find interesting is running into other intuitives or mediums or psychics and how so many of us grew up with the gift. And I also grew up Catholic. Mm-hmm. And what I also found is, the energies that were around me, I really couldn't figure out what it meant. It actually took going to some classes and really understanding, I wasn't crazy, I wasn't hearing weird things. And it sometimes it's really scary. And, when we were off air, you talked a little bit, too, that you do coaching and things like that to help other people who are they in a place where they're just not quite sure or they're trying to find their intuition? How do you help them?
So, for example, Elizabeth, just by the way, I just want you to know that you and I are on the same Master Soul path of the 22, and this is why we've sort of had a similar journey in our lives. I lost my husband to cancer when I was 29, and his death precipitated my life going in a very different direction, and I know that you've had a loss in your life that precipitated you going in a different direction towards spirit, right? So both of us, and both of us agreed to come into this lifetime and go through that pain in order for it to wake us up and connect us to the fact, the memory, that we are divine beings who came here on purpose, and we have to live as if we know that every minute of every day. And so the passing on of our loved ones was our greatest gift to help us remember that and to do our true spiritual work in the world as you're doing now and as I'm doing now.
And, it's so interesting because that was one of my questions. We started off with Christina. I know we've got Jerry waiting for us, and thank you, Jerry, for holding. But one of the things that I wanted to ask myself, and it's a little selfish, but I'm going to ask anyway, and it's so funny, in reading some of your work, it's, here I am doing IT work. I went to med school, wanted to get into healthcare, then I switched, and I got into telecoms and did IT work. And now this is the second time, and I have to laugh because after reading some of your work, it's like, here it is, I'm leaving my job in corporate America again.
That's a good thing, Elizabeth. Listen, you're a 22.
I know.
You're not meant to work in conventional world, and you're not meant to try to fit in and be like everyone else. Your true work comes from being the intuitive, the spirit healer, because you have your departed angel on the other side, and because you're a 22 master soul, you have a direct connection to the divine, and it's your job now to share that with others, communicate it with others, just like I'm doing. I mean, we've sort of been hired to do this down here, so we have to step up to
nice
it.
Job.
But, everybody, all the people listening have to realize that everybody here is intuitive and everybody has the gift of connecting to the higher self, to the divine realms. We just all forget it when we get down here. We get stuck in the mud of the physical world, and we think this is just a physical world. And we stop remembering that the spirit world is what's real. That's where we came from. That's where we return.
And very true. It's just so interesting that, you talk about, how... we have reinvention, like a reinvention point. And that's where I feel like I am now. I have left the corporate job again because I just didn't feel like it wasn't right for me. I wasn't fulfilling my purpose again. And
that's
one of the things that I love to do, I look forward to doing this show every week. I love to share my guests with my listeners and their gifts, their talents, and how we can help others heal, move forward, be present, and just really come from a place of love and compassion, come from our heart. Mm-hmm. And that's why I do this. I feel like it's so important for so many people that we get stuck and we just don't have the tools. And so one of the biggest things is to have people like you on to share how were you able to get through it? How can you help other people?
Right.
And this feels
and
good.
And one thing for you know, for you, Elizabeth, it's about recognizing and trusting that the non-conventional career is going to support you financially. I mean, you are here to write your own book, tell your own story, do your own intuitive readings. You're very clairvoyant. And, you know, you, and by the way, I've trained more than 200 intuitive coaches, and I can tell you everybody can access that intuition and use it to help themselves and help others. And you have a great gift of working with people who are grieving, and you need to do more and more of that.
Oh, gosh. Thank you, Sue. And I know we have to take a break because I know Brian's waving at me going, all right, Elizabeth, let's go. Brian,
we'll
I see you.
Jerry.
Okay, let's go ahead. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We're going to bring on Jerry.
All right.
Yep.
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a hat on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio and then all of a sudden their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Free. Thank you all for staying with us. And Jerry, thank you for staying with us. I want to welcome Sue back on with us. And Jerry, I'm going to let you go ahead and just chat with Sue and let's see what we get for Jerry. Thank you so much, by the way, Jerry, for
thank
holding.
Thank you.
Hey, Jerry. Hey, Jerry, this is Sue. And I've looked at your path here. It's the Pisces 11. Oh, my gosh, you must be so intuitive. You don't know what to do with it. So sensitive and intuitive. Have you realized that about yourself? What are you doing for a living?
Yes, I do. I realize it. But can I ask you a quick question? I always was told I was Aquarius or on the cusp. So
no,
I always,
this is,
you know,
this birthday for me is totally Pisces. I believe it's completely Pisces.
Great.
Is that how
okay,
you feel?
Great. I'll mark. That's how I'm going to mark it down.
yeah.
I feel like I'm a little bit of both, you know, depending. But lately, I've been more Pisces.
Mm-hmm. You're definitely the intuitive. Your energy is all about sensitivity and the ocean of emotion that comes with all of that. And what are you doing for a living?
Well, I worked for the government, and I retired a few years ago, and now I'm looking to find my soul's path. And
well,
in the meantime, though, I need to make a little more money.
Let me tell you.
So I was just going to take it.
It's got to be in the spiritual, alternative, intuitive realms, because that's who you are.
I know.
Oh, God.
I know.
Are you afraid of that?
I love it, and I've done so much of it. I just listened to a call that you did with Carson, and when you talked about your work, I thought, it sounds just right, exactly what I want to
do. You should take my intuitive training. You should be teaching my intuitive training. You'll love it. You have a complete connection to the intuitive higher realm. So, yes, I'd be honored to have you take my intuitive training. And that'll get you going in making your living from that kind of work.
Okay, so my only concern is right now I do need to make a little more money right now. And, I mean, do you think it would be, it's like I keep looking at these jobs going, I got to go back into the real world.
No, you don't have to go back into the real world. Do you believe that people can make their living as an intuitive counselor or intuitive coach like I do? I know hundreds of people who do that. So you just have to get your training or your certification or whatever gives you the confidence, and then build your website and announce it and start getting clients. And in my training, I teach people how to build that business.
Okay. That sounds good.
Any other questions, Jerry?
Let me think. I just think it's interesting when you talk about your life, and I think Elizabeth, is that her name? She talked about her life, and I kind of went through the same thing where my first love died, and it really moved me into a spiritual
because you're a Pisces 11, Jerry, you know, it's not at all surprising that you have had an unusual life with loss and things that were designed to wake you up to your spiritual self, your higher self. That's what you came here to remember, and that's the work you came here to do.
Okay.
Awesome, Jerry.
Oh, honey,
all right, well, you've got some work to do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Brian, let's go ahead and bring Christy on from Florida.
Christy, you're on the air with Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi, Christy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, we've got Sue here. So do you have a question for Sue?
Well, I lost my mother about 2 years ago. I just actually celebrated memorialized her death recently. And I just wanted to know if she was at peace and if she had any special messages for me, and just to see what else Sue might be able to tell me.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've had an interesting life here, Christy, because there's been almost a struggle between you, a struggle for you to step up in the world and speak your truth and own your power, because you're very sensitive, very emotional. very gifted in those areas, but you're here to really be able to be owning that power in the world, and your mother on the other side is a sort of like a cheerleader in trying to get you to make some changes that are going to give you more power in your relations. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What?
I'm sorry. I didn't say anything.
I'm hearing all this noise and feedback. Maybe I'm hearing your mother. There's somebody just kind of bouncing up and down saying that they are supporting you and that you've got to make that choice that you're thinking of making that's about either moving or changing a relationship, but the career has to get way different and bigger than what you're doing. So what are you doing for a living?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Ah, okay.
I just applied for a job. I haven't worked outside of the home for about 11 years, but I'm interested in thinking pursuing some things.
Right. So that's what this is all. This energy is all about the fact that you have to be out in the world because that's healthier for you. It's about bringing your power to the world of business and career and all of that, and I want you to say yes to those choices, those opportunities, because it's almost like you're hiding your true self from the world now, and that's not right for the path you're on. The path you're on is a path of owning your power in every area and bringing it out to the world boldly, no matter how sensitive or emotional you feel about it. You have to step out to the world and do it.
Okay. Interesting, interesting.
That's awesome.
I got a lot of work to
do myself. Because you have things to do, too. And, you know, it's always so scary to do something different, you know, and there's, like I mentioned at the beginning of the call, the prayer and the meditation that showed up, it's obvious, you know, for everybody who's actually called in today about, you know, trust. And, you know, we go through a lot of change. We go through a lot of emotional healing. And one of the big things is to stay positive and just take all the action steps to move forward. And
right.
One of the things is as long as you take the action, you know, then there's the opportunity that's right in front of you ready to,
and
you know,
Christy,
you to
are you still there?
Christy? I am.
Christy, I see you starting your own business in a couple of years. So I want you to start stepping out into the world, moving in the direction of starting your own business.
Do you have any idea what line of business I should be pursuing? Because I have a couple things that are going on in my head, but I don't really know which one I should take and really
run
with it.
Why don't you tell me three of them, and I'll be able to feel which one is the right one.
Well, one of them is working as an advocate for children who have disabilities. I have a child who has Asperger's syndrome, and I've had the blessing of staying home with him for all of these
years. Let me tell you how beautifully that is in alignment with your path. You're here to empower yourself on this journey, no matter your pain, no matter your emotional experience. And so by reaching out to children who are powerless and helping them, being an advocate for them, you are completely in alignment with your soul mission and your path by helping others find their power, no matter how emotional or sensitive they may feel. That is completely in alignment with your mission.
Oh, awesome.
Christy, I got the same thing. As soon as you said that, I got goosebumps. I
have them right
exactly
now.
What I'm saying.
So
definitely,
take
when you
the baby
say
steps.
For kids, that was for sure. Mm-hmm.
Take the baby steps, Christy, okay? And even if that means you have to just go in and volunteer and then you have to find out about, you know, taking
That's
training.
What I'm doing right now. I'm volunteering right now.
Perfect. Keep doing all of that and move forward because it's very clear that you're out in the world in a few years doing that big time on a national level.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. You ladies are wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you,
True
Christy,
blessing.
For calling in. And I am so looking forward to you making an impact on all those children's lives as well. So you just keep going, girl.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. Well, Sue, I know we're down to about a minute before we have to break, and we had mentioned Cody. We might just have to do a little. I'm not sure if that's probably going to take us more than 30 seconds here, which I'm guessing it will.
I'm happy to do Cody. Is he on the line, or am I just sharing the?
No, he's not on right now. I'm going to see if we can get him back on. And,
well, that's okay.
I
could share. I could say his information now, and then he can hear it and come back online and see if he has any other questions. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. We got about 45 seconds before break.
Okay, 45 seconds. What I want to say is that you are much stronger than you think you are, Cody. You have a deep spiritual nature, but on the outside, you feel a lot of pain. You absorb pain easily, and the answer, the solution for you is physical grounding, getting strong in your body, and doing spirit work as well, meditation to quiet the mind. But you are so strong and powerful, and you're here to help other people who are in pain someday. But I want you to trust that nothing will destroy you. You are stronger than you think, and use your physical body to get that strength going. Even things like martial arts would be really good for you. And then meditating to quiet the mind and trusting that powerful intuition, and you're going to have an amazing career someday helping people.
Wow, how beautiful is that? Thank you, Sue, so much. And we'll be right back after this commercial break. Wow.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know what
makes. And welcome back. This is Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest, Sue Frederick. And what we are going to do real quick is I want to share Sue with you and how you can reach her. And I would love for her to share a little bit about some of the books that she has, Sue. Mm-hmm. So I'd love for you to share a lot of your information with our listeners today.
Okay. Well, if anyone wants to reach me, the easiest way is to go to my website, and that is www.careerintuitive.com. And if that's too confusing to remember, you can just remember my name, and you can go to www.suefrederick.com. And it's spelled Frederick, like Frederick, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, suefrederick.com. And that website, all those websites will tell you about my classes. I do intuitive coach training. I do sessions with clients that last 60 minutes, like the ones we're doing mini readings now. And I have two books that will definitely help you in your life. My first book was I See Your Dream Job, about finding your true work, the work you came to do. And the second book that came out in September that is already an Amazon international bestseller is I See Your Soulmate, An Intuitive's Guide to Finding and Keeping Love. So I'm taking questions, callers, clients on both of those topics, as well as my third book that comes out in 2013, which is called I See Your Loved Ones on the Other Side.
Awesome. You know, you are a busy woman. You're very busy.
Well, I love to create
content. And it's great you're helping so many people.
I love to write. I truly love to write. I've been a writer my whole life. I was a journalist for 30 years when I was trying to have a conventional career. And so I love writing and helping people with the written word.
Awesome. I mean, and you know, and I just...
You need to write your book, Elizabeth.
I know. If I would get out of my little interrupted state, I keep sitting down. You know, I've got a couple stories where I'm a contributing author and a couple books out right now, but I am currently writing a book. And, you know, it's so funny. I got left my job so that I could write a book, and I have been tied up doing a lot of different intuitive things, if you would, in the last month, helping kids and doing some things like that. So it's all been good, but, yes, I'm definitely back on my path to writing my book. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure, I know we only have just a couple of minutes here for Sarah before we actually have to finish the show. So I want to make sure, Sarah, are you still on?
I am. Can you hear me?
Hey, Sarah.
Yes,
Sue.
Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you for having me, and you too, Sue. I just wanted to say right off, both of your voices are so calming. Just listening to you, it's just like, wow.
Thank you.
You can just feel the I don't know, peace.
And so, Sarah, do you have a question?
Well, my big concern is I pray every day that I can make a consistent amount of money. I work for myself, and to at least cover my bills so I can continue to focus on raising my special needs grandson. And he's a very complicated case, and not the constant worry about money is so stressful. And I try to give it up, and I pray every day, but it just isn't working.
Sarah, what are you doing to make money now? Because you're a master soul. You're an 11-path master soul Scorpio. Just everybody who has called in today has been on this high-frequency lifetime journey, but you are definitely, as a Scorpio 11 path, if you're trying to make money in a conventional job, that's the reason you're suffering.
because you're here to be a healer, more of an intuitive and an alternative healer. The way you work with your special needs grandson, your intuitive ability to connect, your ability to work with his energy and soothe his energy, that's what you need to be doing with clients as your business, as your way of making a living.
Well, that is definitely something that I have said. He's 10 and a half. I've been his guardian for 8.5 years now, and I just keep thinking that it would be so nice to be able to help other parents with special needs children with the different. I've just learned so much that I think that I can be helpful to a lot of parents. It's just trying to figure out how to do it and make money.
So how you do it and make money is, first of all, you do have to start writing down your words, your ideas in words. So even if you say, these are the 5 steps that I use when working with my grandson, and you outline what those 5 steps or techniques are, then you offer to teach a workshop to other parents in the same situation and teach them those techniques and demonstrate those techniques. Then you start writing that into a book, or you make it into a workbook. Then you start creating maybe a video explaining how to do it. And then you charge for all these things. And then parents will come with their children to work with you. You get paid by the hour to teach them how to connect to these their own special needs children and work with them from this energy type of way. And you're a consultant, you're paid by the hour, you do sessions, you're paid by the hour, you teach workshops, you're paid well in the workshops. This is how you make your living from it.
That sounds absolutely lovely.
All right, Sarah, well, I know we're just here at the end of the show, and I want to thank you so much for calling in. Make sure that you go out, check out her website. And I also want to mention, Sue, you're going to be in Seattle this next week.
Yeah, Friday night I'm speaking in Seattle at the East West Bookstore, and that's also listed on my website. If you go to www.careerintuitive.com or www.suefrederick.com, and you will find all my workshops and classes, and I hope to meet people in Seattle there Friday night at the East West Bookstore.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and I want to thank the listeners for tuning in today and all of our callers. And I want to send you all blessings and love. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
4. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.